Impact of early enteral nutrition on the evolution of patients with Zegar-IIB caustic esophagitis. Introduction: Caustic ingestion represents an important cause of morbidity in children. Zegar-IIB esophagitis requires close monitoring for possible complications, and nutritional management in these patients is controversial, with absolute diet guidelines of 72 hours or more. Objective: to analyze the impact of early enteral nutrition, ENE, on the evolution of patients with Zegar-IIB caustic esophagitis. Patients and methods: descriptive, ambispective, cross-sectional study. 40 patients diagnosed with Zegar-IIB caustic esophagitis were included during the period 2014 to 2024. Study group comprised 25 patients with ENE and control group with 15 patients with late enteral nutrition, TEN, fasting greater than or equal to 72 hours. Data on evolution and complications were compared using descriptive statistics and Pearson's X2 test. Results: males, 57.5%, and infants predominated, 50%. The main caustic agent was degreaser, 62.5%. 100% of the control group presented complications compared to 48% with NEP. The most frequent complications in the control group were esophageal stenosis, 100%, and pneumonia, 60%, and in NEP it was stenosis, 48%. The hospital stay and the number of esophageal dilatations were lower in the NEP group, being statistically significant, p0.05. Conclusions: patients with Zegar-IIB caustic esophagitis and early enteral nutrition had a better outcome, with fewer complications and fewer days of hospital stay, as well as fewer dilations compared to patients who had fasted for more than 72 hours, which represents an important therapeutic aspect in the management, positively influencing the evolution and quality of life of patients.